Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts. Now, here's Danny Milliken with Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens.
That is right. Anita and I are here. Lively conversation already, which is wonderful.
Yes.
Here on Home Show Garden Pros. And we're going to have that lively conversation about plants as well.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we do. We talk gardening.
We sure do.
So our favorite way is to involve you, the listener, in our conversation. 281-496-5711. Nice. Yes. And we're very confident in our ability to help you. Anita is an expert in many types of horticulture. I can help also. So, but we feel great about it because we've gathered these awesome nurseries, really the best places from all over the city, and have them on to help dish out gardening info. Those places, Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens, where Anita Nelson is from, not a coincidence, the
not
name.
Not a coincidence.
I do know other people with the last name Nelson, and that is a coincidence.
Yes.
Yeah. So, and then Plants for All Seasons up there on 249, just past Louetta. Great place there. Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens, kind of bookending Richmond, Texas, southwest of town. You got Kingwood Garden Center up north, as well as Warren's Southern Gardens. Beautiful spots up in Kingwood. Just great places.
Mm-hmm.
All great places that we're just happy to be able to, like, you know, be members with, be teammates with.
Yeah, and you know, horticulture is such a broad and wide subject that not everybody can know everything. So together we can. Or as much as we can.
One person, it's even like remembering the things that you do know.
Mm-hmm.
It's like so tough. It's so nice because, you know, I'll be answering a question and you'll remember something, or you'll be answering a question and I'll be like, oh, and also this thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so much better than just being like, you know, okay, what do I remember? You know, a lot of times.
What have I experienced?
Yeah, for real. Yes, definitely true. Definitely true. But we're here to help. We're here to help. So, how'd you guys, how'd the, Anita, real talk.
We did great. The power never went out at Nelson's.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
It went out everywhere else, out where we live.
The controller of like the panel lives in that neighborhood? And
I do not know.
Didn't want to turn their house off?
I'll tell you, out where I live, the communities out there, we were out of power for 72 hours straight.
Oh wow.
It got real cold real fast. And the only thing that happened outside was, you know, three pipes broke, which we were able to fix. So, you know, if any of you are on water gardening, you start to learn some piping skills. And those are good skills to have after something like this.
Absolutely.
You would know how to fix some of the problems that happened to your house after you've done some water garden things.
Yeah, I am able to fix pipes and stuff, but, you know, finding the PVC glue was a hard thing.
Yeah.
I was like
a lot of things were hard to find.
Yes, for sure. For sure. I was walking my dogs on the bayou. I live by Bray's Bayou.
Yeah.
And walking them down there, like to go down to the lower level and walk. And under one of the bridges was a unopened box of piping insulation. You know, those things that look like pool noodles?
Yes, yes.
I was just like, well, here it is. Here it all is. Sold out everywhere in town, and there's one just sitting here.
There, yeah. Well, my daughter Mary went shopping, and she thought, you know, the bins are all mixed up because people are crazy. I bet if I really looked, I'd find what I was looking for. And sure enough, she did.
That's amazing.
Even though it wasn't in the right place.
Yeah, it was a madhouse for sure.
It was. And there are people out there who don't have water.
Right.
And I really feel for you. In our neighborhood, we're all sharing washing machines and showers and things because it's going to be a while before the plumber can get out to everybody. And God bless you plumbers out there. We pray for you and give you strength that you can get through this tough time helping everybody out.
Yeah, it's interesting because the last year, everyone's becoming a frontline worker.
You know? Just about,
except for Wall Street. Anyway, enough about them. Mm-hmm. So this is Home Show Garden Pros, gardening.
Yes.
And, you know, a lot of people, Anita, are asking me, is there going to be a plant shortage? What's the plant shortage going to be like? What plants should I get? You know, how will I find the plants I want to grow? And, you know, I'm telling everybody to calm down. Am I right? Like, is there a plant shortage?
I don't think so. We haven't experienced it yet.
Okay.
At our store. We've been able to get the plants that we want. Maybe some of them have a little bit of tip burn and freeze burn, but Those plants will recover. They'll be fine.
A little tip burn.
Tip burn is when the frost burns the new foliage that's
right.
hardened off yet from being exposed to the elements, so to speak.
Well, no big deal there.
It's no big deal because the plant has enough reserves and energy to send out another flush of growth, which, by the way, we are going to start to see.
Absolutely.
And I've already seen in some plants, especially the herbaceous plants. Mm. I don't know about you, but I've already seen the parsley come back. I've seen my beets.
Nice.
That they froze completely. They're already
defoliated. Yeah,
they've already refoliated. The pansies. I let a lot of these things freeze on purpose.
Mm.
You know, we were talking. We all got together. You and I talked the day before it happened, and we were talking about what to do. And I thought to myself, I'm not going to do any of that. I want to see what happens. And what happened was the tops all froze of a lot of things in my garden, but they are regenerating.
Right, right.
But time will tell what I've lost completely. I know I lost a tropical vine, the leather leaf vine. But, you know, we'll see. Time will tell.
Absolutely. It really will. And we learned a lot.
We did.
I think we gave out some great advice about, you know, covering the stuff that isn't truly tropical, but, you know, paying attention to that weather and what actually is going to happen. So,
and I've seen some things that you've pasted about the miraculous things that have survived from covering them.
Yeah. There's some fun stuff out there. But,
you
know, a lot of people covered their hibiscus and not their viburnum, right? And so their hibiscus died and their viburnum took a huge hit because, you know, it was a little too cold for viburnum.
Yeah.
In Memorial, at least. So,
yeah.
Well, we're here to help. We want to talk to you, 281-496-5711. If you have a freeze-related question, please ask us. We want to answer it. We're going to focus on more what to start doing now for healing and moving forward in your lawns and gardens and landscapes. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Nature's Way Resources has provided rich, fertile soils, mulch, compost, and organic supplies to avid gardeners for over 20 years. Now you can grab a bag of the famous leaf mold compost, native mulch, and other organic products in your own neighborhood. Find out where by visiting naturesway resources.com, then select retail stores. naturesway resources.com. Organic products for the safety of your children and pets. It's Nature's Way.
Rev up your plants with Dakota Rev Organic Growth Stimulant. Rev is the easy, organic way to grow healthier plants and turf grasses. Super concentrated, just add water and spray. Used for years by landscapers and elite golf courses. Rev is now available to jumpstart your plants and lawns. Grab a bottle of Dakota Rev All Natural Plant Stimulant. You'll see the difference. Available at Southwest Fertilizer, Friendswood Hardware, Garden Pro locations, or online at organicrev.com.
You're listening to the Home Show Garden Pros. Gardening help you want, answers you can trust from members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
I'm Joey Linderman from Enchanted Nurseries and Landscapes in Richmond.
Hi, it's Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens in Katy.
Connect with Home Show Garden Pros Co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com or call now 281-496-5711.
You got problems out there. You can see the Yard Geeks at Southwest Fertilizer. They specialize in solutions. So Bob Patterson and his team of awesome Yard Geeks have seen it all. You know, maybe they've seen it all now that they've seen 10-degree weather near Bel Air. But they want you to bring your problem to them. That may be where you take a bag of your problem plant or disease clipping or whatever, put it in a zippy, bring it in there, show them your problem. They want to help you solve it. They will help you solve it. They're great at service. I think about that store, and they got all the stuff you need to do your outdoor activities, from animal care, birds, pets. They even have some interesting pet food. So they have all the solutions, like fertilizer, kind of soil conditioners, herbicides, all that stuff. They have a huge, huge gardening selection of things like that. So many tools. You thought you knew all the gardening tools. You get in a Southwest Fertilizer, you're going to be like, oh, what is this? Oh, this rake is specifically for oak leaves. You're like, so cool. So that, you know, if you got some gardener in your life and you're like, I have no idea what to get them, Southwest Fertilizer is the place to go for that. Again, I mentioned all the birding stuff, great birding selection. And they have a full-service mower repair center. So buy a new mower, get your mower repaired. It's getting late in the year for that because you're going to start having to mow soon, but it's not too late yet. So get your mower in there, get it sharpened and a tune-up. So, but again, that best part is their incredible staff. I love answering questions. And if they don't have what you're looking for, they will help you find it. So Southwest Fertilizer has been solving Houston yard and garden problems since 1955. Right there at the corner of Bissonnette Street and Renwick. So check out their website, southwestfertilizer.com. Okay, 281-496-5711. Anita Nelson.
Danny Milliken.
We said each other's names there, just for official record.
And that we know each other.
And we do, in fact, know each other. So, you know, what we do on the show is we answer gardening questions, and we do it live here because it's a live radio show. And we want to talk to you. So there's other ways to connect. We do have a great website, homeshowgardenpros.com. And just like you guys at Nelson Nursery, we have a very active Facebook page, social media presence. So tons of tip videos are going out, tons of advice, posts, pictures, all that stuff. And we are here to help. So every week, on Wednesdays, we do a Facebook Live, which is a lot of fun. Bring in a garden club member or somebody representing a nonprofit and just, you know, answer questions with them. And it's fun. It's fun. It's our little TV show we got going on. Mm-hmm. So, but we love answering questions. So we're going to do that now. So 281-496-5711. Maureen.
Hello and good morning. Anita, I have a question for you. And it is in regard to my beautiful night blooming pond plant. It's gone through its normal procedure. You know, it died back. I stopped according to the tablets that I bought from your store. You stopped feeding them around October, but I did have a couple of blooms, which were lovely, so I'm looking forward. So do I have to worry about the freeze?
No. The night bloomers are the toughest of all the tropical water lilies. They survive up in Dallas, survive the winters here. But they're slow to come back. You're not going to see them growing until May. Just don't give up hope. It'll come back, but it's going to be forever before you actually see some leaves and flowers on it.
They're beautiful.
They are. And they're fun because they open at night and then they close during the day.
But it's a good time of night. It's not like 2 a.m.
No. Yeah.
So go ahead and start feeding them their tablets.
No.
Not yet.
You don't feed lilies unless they're actively growing.
So I have to look for a little bit of a sign.
Yeah, and again, it's not going to be till May.
Okay. And the other aspect was I did have a little bit of ice forming on the surface of the pond. Now, mine is an artificial pond. It's not just something that I was gifted but from nature. But the thing is, I'm still got troubles with the little tiny, I think you called it duck, D-U-C-K, weed, which apparently somebody gifted me when they stopped by. Is that sort of going to be a lifetime? I'm trying to scrub it away, but I guess it could be a lifetime revisit if the bird keeps coming back. I don't know what it was.
If you're persistent, you'll get rid of it.
Eventually.
Yeah, I have it. We are always making sure that it does. When it shows up, we're on it immediately because it. And again, it does come in usually from birds.
Right. Mm-hmm. And the last thing is you were talking about having a video that I believe it was you and your daughter, and I was getting ready to plant gladiolas and zinnias. And I think you said sometime in February. Well, mm-hmm. We all know we got wiped out there. So can I just jump on it now, or have I missed
season? No, jump on it now. You're ready. It's all ready for it now. Zinnias, it's still a little early. Put out seed for zinnias. But, yeah, the gladiolas now.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I bought a whole batch of different seeds, and the lettuce mm-hmm. are doing wonderful.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, I fibbed. I do have a kitty. And I try to keep him an indoor kitty. However, he escapes when I open the door for the dog. And so the question is, I am trying to design something. And what I've done for right now so that he can't get in there is your little trays I'm not sure I get them from you, but sometimes I get a plastic tray, and so I flipped it over and took something to fasten it into the soil, like a tomato cage, just to give them a chance before Kitty starts trying to dig them up.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything else that in your wisdom can suggest? I will try anything.
What I do for the cats, and I'm down to one cat now, finally, I get those bamboo stakes, you know, they're dyed green, and I cut them into 8-inch long pieces with a pair of pruning shears, and I just bristle the bed with them. And the cat won't go in there when that happens. And then once the plants start growing and growing vigorously, I take them all out and save them for the next time I start a new bed. But that keeps the cat out of my beds. It's a bit of a labor-intensive thing. Danny might have a different suggestion.
Danny, I'll listen to your suggestion, mm-hmm. but like I said, I'm game for anything to have success.
Well, they do make motion sensor-related sprinklers.
Yeah, that's true. Yep.
That are made for squirrels, but they work really well on cats.
Yeah, but they're indiscriminate on who they spray.
Absolutely. If they're on and they're motion sensing, the dog may come in wet.
And so will you.
That's what I was going to say, so will I.
Yeah. Hey, it's all give and take, you know.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Okay. Thank you so much. I'll continue listening.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Always glad to hear from you, Maureen.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, my cat uses a portion of my beds as a litter box, mm-hmm. and I really want them to – two cats – want them to stop. Because the dogs then
– Of course.
They don't just dig a small hole to get this stuff that's on the surface. They dig like – a 3 foot wide by it's like I'm not planting a tree here, guys. You know, like, Jim, what are you doing? So I get the dealing with cats in this whole problem. But yeah, the sprinklers, the idea of it, it makes me laugh because think of these cats. Anyway, thanks, Maureen, for the call. I always love to hear from you. We want to hear from you, non Maureen folks, also. 281-496-5711. That is
281-496-5711.
That's right. And we're here to talk gardening. Home Show Garden Pros. It's happening right now.
40% of foods end up in landfills. Save our planet one bucket at a time. Turn your food waste into rich compost without the mess. Moonshot Compost provides everything. Just fill their airtight bucket and leave it on your porch or drop it off. No bugs, no smell, no mess. Moonshot Compost provides a clean bucket and delivers your waste to professionals for composting, earning you rewards. Sign up. It's easy. Go to startcomposting.com.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Hi, folks. This is Michael at Warren Southern Gardens and Kingwood Garden Center. And I know the situation that we're all in with frozen plants and what do we do and what do we prune and what do we throw away. That's going to be a big question to answer. First of all, we have lots of products on the freeze recovery on plants. We have the MicroLife products. We have the Rev products. We're here to help. If you've got pictures or if you have samples, be sure to bring them by to one of the garden centers, and we can help you make a decision on whether to plant or wait. In the meantime, if you've made some decisions, we have a whole yard full of fresh new plants, from abelias to ligustrum to photinias to all the plants that took a little bit of a hit. We're here to help you, so if you can stop by either Kingwood Garden Center or Warren Southern Gardens, and we'll be happy to help you with some of the plant products and plants that you're having problems with. Thanks, and come see us. Now back to Anita and Danny.
Thanks so much, Michael. Great thoughts there. And, you know, you guys are doing a great job up there. I love it so much. Did get a text from John Ferguson of Nature's Way Resources about mulching with pecan shells, if you can find it, as that keeps dogs and cats out of beds. So...
Thank you, John.
Yeah.
Where do you get pecan shells?
Well, maybe John will text me that, too.
Yes. I guess because they have kind of sharp edges.
Like it hurts their little feet.
Yeah, and they don't like messing with it.
Poor little guys.
It's a good idea.
Yeah, good idea. 281-496-5711. What's your idea? What's your question? Let's talk. JT, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Good morning. My question is about fruit trees. When's the best time to start planting, and where's the best place to get them?
The best time to start planting fruit trees is now, and the best place to get them is where you can find them. Mm-hmm. We have some at Nelson's, and all of our co-op members have fruit trees.
Yeah, JT, what part of town are you in?
Well, I'm in Katy. Are you the one that's on Katy Fort Bend by Colonial Parkway?
Yeah, that's us. And we have a limited selection. So if you're looking for anything in particular, give us a call first. And okay. If we have it, we have it. And if we don't, we can try to get it for you.
In the way of orange trees, do you have any at all right yet?
Yes, we do. We have some right now.
Okay. Do you know if they're navel or satsuma, or do you know what you got right now?
I don't know what we had. We were really busy yesterday, so things might have sold. That's why I say call first before you come out there.
Okay. Great. Yeah, no, I'm just right down the street from you.
Oh, boy.
I'm on Morton Ranch Road, so I'm a stone throw away. Good.
I know that road real well. Drive it every day.
There you go. Yes, ma'am. Well, then I'll be by there to see you tomorrow then.
Okie doke.
Thank you kindly.
You're welcome.
And it is always good to call.
Yes.
And get some advice. And,
And we have walkie-talkies, so whoever answers the phone may not know, but they can walkie-talkie out to the sales yard and find out what we got.
Oh, that is awesome. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So is it a good time to plant now? Yes. I mean, there's that old saying that's not very helpful. When's a good time to plant fruit trees? 5 years ago. Not a very helpful saying. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
Now is great. And, you plant your citrus trees now and you don't really want to, you can take the fruit off. And it's the least painful of all the times to do it because they're little fruit and you know that you're going to get next year's crop. Where if you're planting in fall, you got to take off full fruit and then the next year's crop also. So,
That brings me to ask you a question, because you are our citrus expert here in our group.
This is a group of us.
I'm not, but I want to ask you, first of all, what has been your experience with dealing with your clients in these last 2 weeks as far as the citrus that you've seen, number one question. And number two question, what type of fruit do you think they're going to produce this fall because of the freeze?
Okay, so... thank you for asking me. Great questions. So people's lemons and limes are pretty much, they're goners across the board. I think I maybe seen some Lisbon lemons that have done pretty good. Satsumas, clementines, those are so cold hardy. They're scratch testing green, but everybody's leaves have gone golden, as they say. And so that's a tough thing. I do think anybody whose plant's coming back, we're probably not going to see very many citrus fruit this year. Smaller plants like clementines, satsumas, limes, limequats, kumquats probably will make a crop. And so, if it's something that you love, getting a sweet kumquat might be a great thing to do for you this year. So that's generally what we're seeing. Now would be the tail end of most fruiting cycles. And so if the plant's not getting flowers on by now, then they're probably not going to see any. Mm-hmm. I think people were mostly just focused on survival.
Yes. Yeah.
I do know some folks that have defoliated their tree, and that's a lot of effort, and you don't really need to do that, but it makes them less sad to do that.
Yeah. The tree will defoliate itself eventually.
Yes, absolutely. And a bad thing about citrus is that it can scratch test negative both ways. It can show you a green when it's not alive, and it can show you a black even if it's alive still. They will reclaim some branches as they push new energy into those branches. And so it's really important not to prune your citrus yet. So to me, I'm just telling everybody to act like nothing happened. Put down Nature's Way Remineralizer. Put down MicroLive Citrus Food. Just, do that. If they really want to spray the area with something like Dakota Rev or Super Seaweed, that is a great thing to do. But like you mentioned off air, the big thing is to push the roots.
Yes.
Got to push the roots. So, it's tough. I know, Katy, there's so many citrus trees around. I'm sure they're all looking pretty tough.
Yeah.
But I encountered some dead Improved Meyer lemons. If your plant is dead above the graft line, you need to take it out.
Yes.
Because you don't want those rootstock growing up unless you plan on grafting yourself. So that's the synopsis. That's what I've seen. Diagnosis.
Yeah, you don't want that. I was talking to a customer about, you know, if you let that below the graft line, the what's the name of the orange that they use? I forget what it's called.
Trifoliate.
The trifoliate goes. He had a really funny name for the fruit. He said the horrible tasting. Don't ever. What do you say? It tastes like gasoline.
It tastes like gasoline. Yeah.
Yeah. So be on the lookout for that though. You don't want that to come on.
No, not at all.
Get rid of that. Yeah. Immediately.
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. It can be. And then there's another one called sour orange. That's even a little more insidious because it looks like whatever you lost. It's got a regular like citrus leaf, and so where trifoliate orange has a real weird, you know, three leaf.
Yeah.
Leaf. Mm-hmm. So. Anywho, citrus talk is great, and you know we want to hear how y'all's citrus is doing. If anybody's seeing some new signs of recovery, that would give us some hope, the rest of us. So I got home late last night from visiting my family in Central South Texas, and so I haven't checked my citrus in a couple of days. So check theirs. That's not good. But yeah, so we're going to go to a quick break. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Let your senses transport you to a peaceful hideaway where beauty and tranquility are waiting for you. Enchanted Nurseries and Landscaping in Richmond. Striking display gardens, plants, shrubs, and trees accompanied by the sights and sounds of fountains, chimes, and whimsical garden art. Enchanted Forest on FM 2759 and Enchanted Gardens on FM 359. For three generations, family-owned, family-run, sharing their gardening passions, helping you find yours. Enchanted Nurseries and Landscaping. Discover them online at myenchanted.com.
Here's your early watering warning. When deciduous trees bud out, they drink most of your soil's water. That's the time to get busy watering lawns and shrubs, helping you soak it all in. This is Home Show Garden Pros.
A lot of our listeners down southeast of town, you know, are like, okay, well, got to plan their trip to get up to one of our co-op members, which is, you know, kind of a haul for a lot of them. But the great news is that Friendswood Hardware is, you know, is a great spot. It has dedicated itself now to gardening, which is really, really cool. They've added native plants, a bunch of organic products, veggies, flowers. They've added all that stuff. It's a really cool spot down there in Southeast Houston in Friendswood, as the name goes. It's the one with the big hammer sign, really charming hammer sign. It's so cool. They have a really cool children's gardening section. So children's education, outdoor children's, they have actually like nice quality children's binoculars, which are actually kind of randomly really hard to find. And so it's an awesome spot. So they have all the stuff we talk about. They can definitely get you started gardening well. They got the knowledge to get it going. So they have Nature's Way, Landscaper's Pride, Microlife, Agrilon, bunch of Monterey products. They even, you know, some of the specialized stuff like Dakota Rev, they've got all that stuff. So all the garden tools, all the pots, all the seeds you need, and they have a really cool native plant selection, which is really wonderful. If you are in Pearland, Webster, Alvin, League City, anywhere southeast of town, this is a great spot with all the supplies you need and really pretty great prices too. So they've been family owned since 1972, and they converted to a gardening shop because they're passionate about gardening. That's like an easy thing for them to do, is be like, hey, let's do this thing we love so much. So really great spot there, Friendswood Hardware. So plan a visit, stock up on what you need for spring. It's a great spot. Their website, friendswood-hardware.com. We're back, Home Show Garden Pros. Anita's going to say the number.
281-496-5711.
That is right. And we want to hear from you. We want to hear from you. So, you know, we always love answering your calls, kind of make it a priority. But we do a special segment every show called the Garden Pro Listener Email of the Week. It's a very long title for the segment. The Garden Pro Listener Email of the Week comes through our website. We have a great space there, the Ask a Pro button. And, you know, we also, you can message me on Facebook. I love answering questions. It's live. I get a bloop on my phone, so that's nice. So here's our question from Jesse. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Jesse says, this is, you know, this is more forward-thinking, hopeful. I live in Humble. When do I fertilize my yard, and what type of fertilizer? Thanks.
So he's talking about his lawn.
Yes.
I guess. Yeah. Now is the time to put out let's see, the MicroLife green bag.
Yeah.
246. 624. You can also put out Humates.
That's great.
As well. Yes.
I think that's probably the mm-hmm. 1-2 punch I'd go for.
Yes.
If you're kind of restarting your lawn, or maybe you're trying to get off of chemicals that you've realized cause cancer and are dangerous, and maybe don't work in our soils very well, there is a Nature's Way remineralizer. That's a really great thing to get on your mm-hmm. lawn, you know, once or twice a year. But that 624, the multipurpose, is a great product. And if you're looking for that green up and to do it right, those of you that have been kind of abiding by a soil-first approach to lawns, you're seeing so much new green growth in your lawns.
I am.
Yeah, because mm-hmm. your roots are deeper. They're
yes.
outside of any freeze zone.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a lot of health there. So, yeah, that MicroLife 624 that Anita mentioned is great stuff.
And I don't think we have rain coming the next week or so, but I always like to put it out before or after a rain because it activates it that much quicker.
For sure.
And if you have dogs, it gives them the opportunity to eat it if they Yeah, less time.
Man, dogs, they love that stuff.
They do.
It doesn't hurt them, though. That's what's so cool about it.
No.
Totally safe for
It for won't hurt them.
Kids and pets and all that mm-hmm. jazz. 281-496-5711. Want to hear from you. Ralph, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Good morning.
Hey, man.
Got a couple of questions about my trees. My fruit trees are doing fine. You think I got enough freeze now on my pear trees that they'll produce?
I think so.
if you don't, Ralph, it might be the year to pop them out.
No, everything's budding out really nice. Mm-hmm. I can't believe like it has been. Yeah. Okay, on the turf, you know, I raked it, and it's coming through green, like y'all say. But that's tiresome, raking all that stuff. I tried the lawnmower, but it don't pick it up that much.
Yeah.
Can I do anything else?
Well, as your soil has become healthier and healthier, its ability to break down the stuff you're raking up becomes more efficient, making it less needful for you to rake. So keep up with your organic soil program, and you'll have less and less need to rake your lawn.
Yeah, Ralph, that thatchy leaves are just – that's a temporary problem.
Mm-hmm.
I know that you have done compost top dress in the past, and that will be consumed. But
yeah. Are you seeing worms, Ralph?
No.
Once you start seeing worms, you know your soil is healthy. I was digging in my garden just the other day and planting some things, and I was seeing worms. I'm like, yes, I know. Nice. I'm getting there with my soils.
Oh, yes, I got the good there, yeah. And I'm lazy man, and I haven't even got my sweet potatoes out. You know,
I need to.
Yeah, me too.
I've been putting it off. Anyway, all right. Good talking with y'all.
Thanks, Ralph. You may not be lazy. There's a lot of stuff been going on.
Yes, yeah.
A lot of things happen out there. So,
where do you get your seed potatoes from?
Does
Sherry have some? I think Sherry has some.
I think Sherry does have some.
Yeah.
I know that Enchanted has them.
They do? Good.
Yeah. I do like growing fingerling,
which
I just get them at Central Market for eating, and I'll keep like four of them.
How do you do that?
Well, you
for the audience out there who wants to grow fingerling potatoes like me.
So the fingerling ones are tricky because you can't do a small slice; you have to do like a big chunk. So one of their tips has more eyes on it than the other. The fingerling are kind of the elongated little purple ones,
right?
So I cut them kind of in the middle. So basically I'm keeping like an inch and a half, one that has a lot of eyes on it.
Okay.
So I keep four or five of those.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And then I'll make a shallow little pit and then a mound up with a new bag of compost. And then after I've kind of pushed that over to harvest, I'll just put that compost in the veggie bed.
Okay.
So that's how
I many fingerlings do you get?
Well, I'll get a bunch to eat.
Yes.
And I'll keep out four or five for my purposes.
Yeah.
So. I multiple times have sliced them too thin, and where like the russets, you can keep just an eye and it'll grow.
Yeah.
But not on these. You got to keep quite a bit of potato. But they are delicious.
You and I are both Irish. Go back to our Irish potato loving roots.
Yeah, I mean, you know, but what's funny is I really love those Peruvian potatoes. You know, they, The little ones.
Yeah, I do too.
It's kind of funny, yeah.
They're fun to roast.
Yes, for sure, for sure. 281-496-5711. We are Home Show Garden Pros. We want to hear from you. Give us a call. When we come back from this break, we'll talk to Brian. Again, that number.
281-496-5711.
It's so nice to have help with the number saying. You know, it's like...
291-496-5711.
Got it wrong, but that's okay.
Did I say it wrong?
You said 291.
Oh, 281-496-5711. Yeah, I have trouble with numbers, so.
I
always repeat them.
I literally have said before on the show, live on air, 281-496, give us a call. That nobody could take response. Nobody could help. No, that didn't help anybody.
No, it didn't.
We'll be right back after a quick break.
Revitalize plants from the big freeze with MicroLife fertilizers. Your lawn and garden needs food, minerals, and hormones for recovery. Nourish your outdoor family with a healthy drench of MicroLife Ocean Harvest in the blue bottle, followed by a generous feeding of MicroLife 624 in the green bag. Give your outdoor family the TLC they need, and they will love you for it. MicroLife, healthy soil, healthy plants, healthy people. Download our free plant freeze recovery tips at microlifefertilizer.com.
Growing healthier plants is easier when you add Nature's Way Resources Remineralizer. A blend of special Texas mineral-rich sands, Nature's Way Remineralizer provides crucial elements and minerals craved by plants and missing from our Gulf Coast soil. Your garden, yard, and trees will grow stronger, healthier, and resistant to pests. Here's the best part. Your harvest will be more nutritious and delicious. Find Nature's Way Remineralizer at leading garden centers. There's a location near you at naturewayresources.com.
I'd like to be under the sea in an octopus's garden in the shade.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Are you a tomato lover? Hi, this is Sherry from Plants for All Seasons. We have a huge selection of locally grown tomatoes in stock, and we have everything you need to grow the best tomatoes in Houston. If you're not sure how to do it, this is your first time to garden and grow tomatoes, we have a fully staffed nursery with experts to help you get your green on and grow the best tomatoes. We brew our own compost tea, and our brewmasters will be brewing up a fresh batch. So buy your bucket here or bring your bucket and refill it. Compost tea can be used anywhere you have soil. So if you want to intensify the flavor of your fruits and vegetables, add some compost tea. It'll increase your microbial activity in your soil and make everything healthier. In your lawn, if you have low-lying areas that stay wet and are compacted, compost tea is a great way to naturally aerate your soil. So Plants for All Seasons is easy to find. We're at 21328 State Highway 249, just right off of the feeder road. We're open 7 days a week. Check our website, plantsforallseasons.com, for current hours of operation. Join us on Facebook. We have a lot of fun on Facebook and put videos out frequently. And now more Home Show Garden Pros with Anita and Danny.
Thank you, Sherry.
Sherry does have a lot of fun on Facebook.
Yeah, she does. They're,
yes.
They're good at it. Nuance, detail information.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's interesting because, you know, the art of the video, you got to keep it short. You know, not too long, not too short.
Nope.
Got to have interesting and deep content in 45 seconds. All right. We are going to keep answering gardening questions here on Home Show Garden Pros with Brian. What's up, Bri?
Hey, how's it going?
I'm good. Thank you for asking.
Great. I know you've answered this question thousands of times, and I just got on, so if you could just help me out with this. I've been following the NaturalFoss program over the last 2 years that I've purchased my home. Anything special I need to put down right now to recover from this freeze? And it's two questions. And the second one is, my wife received a couple of trees from the city. It was a free tree giveaway. And one was like a pecan. I'm not sure exactly what the other one was. I did leave them in the black buckets, kind of watered them throughout a couple of months when we received them. I left them in the garage when the freeze came in. Can those be saved, or do I need to throw them away? I can hang up and listen.
We hung up. But I unfortunately don't know much about the NaturalFoss schedule. I'm mostly interested in improving your soil, Brian. I your soil life is the most important part of everything, and the roots are the most part of your plants. And I know that's like not intuitive because we don't see them, but if you can build healthy roots, then you can have really incredible lawns and bushes and everything. And so kind of looking at their website, they have two things that you're supposed to do in February. It's easy to see their website if you're committed to their thing. I myself am a MicroLife man.
Me too.
And because I have seen those results and know they can improve the soil. Greener, more resilient grass that needs less water and more mowing.
Mm-hmm.
And it works great. So if you are interested in maybe considering something else, I know that MicroLife does have their own schedule they put out. But
well, right now for recovery, they've put out to use their Ocean Harvest liquid to put on all your plants.
And that does point us to an important tool in the garden toolkit, and that's a hose end sprayer.
Yes.
They just put it in the hose. It moves a lot of material very quickly. And so the Ocean Harvest is a good one. As far as your fruit tree goes, now is a great time to plant them out there if they're still alive. There's a thing called a scratch test where you get a knife and you just scratch off a little bit of the bark, and you'll see if that layer right under the bark is green and moist or dead or black and dead or brown and dead.
Right. And speaking of that, my daughter Mary does a demonstration on Facebook. She did it yesterday, so you can go there and look to see how to do it. But really, you just scratch the bark and look at it.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's a good way to see if they're still alive. You start at the tip, and you can come back down to the base if you think the plant's alive. If you think it's dead, you start at the base and go back up. But if they're showing green on the scratch test, I'd get them in the ground.
Yeah, I would too, right away, as soon as possible.
Soon as possible. Well, thanks so much, Brian, for that. I do love lawns. I love my lawn. I love having a lush St. Augustine lawn that's out competing the weeds and is green, and I don't water it. And so I'd encourage you to consider the same. And compost top dressing is our number one thing that you do, and then following it up with a great soil-first approach with MicroLife, Dakota Rev, and other great things from good soil makers. So that's what we're encouraging. We'll be back. We want to keep talking to you folks. 281-496-5711. I do want to say just a public service announcement. We love for you to stay on and chat with us. So don't worry about hanging up and listening. Sometimes giving you advice means that we need a little bit more information.
Yeah, we need the ebb and flow.
Yeah, well, we just...
The yin and yang.
Yeah.
The back and forth.
Back and forth. There it is. Yeah, I was like, well, I don't know about those other two. Mm-hmm. But no, we need the conversation for sure.
Yeah.
We look forward to hearing from you.
281-496-5711.
It's like a party when we say it together. Home it Show is. Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Mike Ball knows irrigation.
Over 30 years.
He looks at yards, sees issues like underwatering,
dead zones, yellowing, sick trees,
overwatering,
brown patch, weeds, root rot.
Find the healthy balance with Mike Ball Irrigation, Landscaping and Lighting.
Hi, it's Mike. We design and install water-conserving irrigation systems, reducing water waste by 30%, delivering healthier yards and gardens.
Invite Mike Ball Irrigation to review your system.
It's easy, and you'll love the difference.
MikeBallIrrigation.com.
You can be a better gardener. The Home Show Garden Pros can help with advice you can trust and the tools our co-op members recommend.
Feed the earth, starve the landfill with Moonshot Compost at startcomposting.com.
Dakota Rev Organic Growth Stimulant for faster growing, healthier gardens, lawns, shrubs, and trees.
Landscaper's Pride Mulches and Soils, premium quality and locally sourced. Grow with us.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 281-496-5711.
Okay, lawn, we're going to keep lawn talk going for a little bit more because, man, I'm seeing all these lawns. They're about to come back. Now is a great time to overspray with Ocean Harvest. Great time to fertilize with MicroLife, with good things that are going to help the lawn grow and outcompete weeds. But they're not fully blasting yet, and the weeds are.
Definitely. That's the green you see.
Yeah, and so in some healthy soils, you're not seeing that much stuff. Some places that are transitioning either from lower health to higher health, you see a scatter here. But even in the perfect lawn, there are spots because they grow, they're weeds. They come back faster from disease. They don't require as much nutrients. So some of the things that we're seeing a ton of, clover, sorrel, doveweed, crabgrass, chickweed, dollar weed, mm-hmm. a lot of this stuff, all of it can be very easily.
Oh, and Velcro weed.
Oh, yes, the Velcro weed. Everywhere. Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Horses love that stuff, by the way.
Yeah, if you just stop from seeding, though, you will be able to limit that. Yeah. But that's where Agrolon Crabgrass Killer comes in. It's called Crabgrass Killer, but, man, it kills all these other weeds and doesn't damage the soil, doesn't hurt your St. Augustine or your Bermuda lawns. Really incredible stuff. So it kills weeds without poisoning your lawns or especially your trees. A lot of the weed killer that you use, it could have glyphosate, it could have atrazine. Those things can damage your trees very easily. Very, very easily.
And you can tell, too, if you look at your trees, there's some signs.
Yeah, especially on that atrazine. It's like mm-hmm. a very clear sign.
Mm-hmm.
So just keep in mind that you can have great results in getting rid of spot weeds very easily with Agrolon, and you can keep things safe. Pets, people, trees, your actual lawn, pretty amazing. Why we're not all using it yet, I don't know. We should all. This is definitely a tool in your toolbox that is great. Their website, agrolon.com. But if you want to find the closest location near you, go to homeshowgardenpros.com, and it's available at all the Garden Pro nurseries. So 281-496-5711. Lowell, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Good morning. I have St. Augustine grass here, and I have parts of my lawn that it's just not growing. It's brown, and it's always that way. It just, I mean, there's parts of it that gets green, and then parts of it that just stays. I mean, in the same general area, parts of it is green, and parts of it just won't even green up at all.
Well, where are you? What part of town?
I'm in North Houston, in Spring.
How new is your development?
Well, my house is 15 years old now.
Okay.
And when I first got there, it was beautiful. And then as the years went on, and I did do the fertilizer at one point in time, but now I can't get any part of that particular area to just green up or looks like it's healthy or at all.
Well, so most folks are going to say sunlight is an issue. I'm just so into compaction in Houston soils, because it can go from decent soil to clay if it's overcompacted, even for, you know, a year, and it becomes something that really won't grow things nearly as well. And so if you're like feel like you've got this camo lawn, you might have some spots of microcompaction. A lot of times what we see it is when it's out in the middle of the lawn where the rain has hit it the most, or it can be even like where people are traveling, where they're walking some. Chemical fertilizers can cause compaction. Because, you know, the organic life that's in the soil, all those little organisms, they keep compaction at bay. They're always making new little tunnels, eating each other, kind of making space for roots. And so have you tried compost top dressing?
No, I've never tried it before. It's called compost top dressing.
Yeah, and if you're up in Spring, you're near Nature's Way Resources, and they sell in bulk up there. And, you know, there's some calculators online, just call it, you know, compost calculator. And you can actually put in the depth you want to do. So a quarter inch is the depth you want to do, but on your whole lawn.
Okay.
And so this has a ton of benefits. So it's got a lot of benefits. Anita knows some of them. She's done it.
Yeah, I actually do it. We try to do it on a new lawn or reestablishing a lawn. You want to do it twice a year in the spring and in the fall. And you can do it with a spreader if you get the fine compost.
Yeah.
Or you can just toss it out with your hands.
Which is what I do.
Yeah, that's what I do. And then Danny goes with his leaf blower and actually blows it into the lawn. And I just wait until it rains when I put mine out.
Yeah,
let the rain pound it into the soil. But I was also thinking, in these brown patch areas, does he have a pernicious infestation of a fungus in those spots too?
Well, if he does, nothing would work as good as well. The reason it's pernicious is because of the compaction.
Yeah.
So compost top dressing is you're spreading a very thin layer of compost. You're getting carbon, which is very important for your soil life and your roots. Getting a lot of nitrogen in bacterial form, which is easily usable by your roots. A ton of humic acid, which means that's going to open it up. Roots are going to go deeper. Deeper roots, more resilience, more growth, more nutrient uptake, and less water needed. And it's also going to store some water in the soil for you. So it's really this like win-win-win-win. I've seen it eliminate drainage problems. I've seen it green up grasses. I was at a site in Katy one time. a new development out in Katy and Firestone, maybe?
Yes, like Firestone.
And it was like there was a puddle to my right, like below my right hand, and then a scalded dry spot below my left hand. They were that close to each other, and it was just all compaction. I couldn't put down my little compaction tool into the soil at all. And so that's my big first, you know, comment. It'll, if there is some sort of like toxic chemical there, it'll lock it up. It's kind of a win-win-win-win, if you will.
It's kind of magic. It really does work.
Well, thanks, Lowell. Any other thoughts? Any questions?
No, thank you very. Well, one more question: how often should I water that area?
So I don't water my lawn at all. More plants are killed in our area from overwatering than underwatering.
Okay.
And so if you can compost top dress, you'll deepen your roots and you'll have a lot less need for water. So I think you only water your lawn when it's looking like it needs water. So that's not okay. Yellowing. That's a little bit of wilting or curving of the leaf.
And that's only going to be in August.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Yeah, thank you. 281-496-5711. Got a quick conversation with the yard geek, Bob Patterson, here on Home Show Garden Pros. And after that, we'll keep answering gardening questions. Anthony, Mitch, we see you. We're definitely getting your call after this convo with Bob. Home Show Garden Pros.
Enjoy your best spring yet. Start with Landscaper's Pride premium mulches and soils. Made from locally sourced, all naturally organic materials, Landscaper's Pride is the smart choice for gardens, lawns, shrubs, and plants. Their mulches, soils, and amendments mixes are blended to help plants thrive in the clay and sandy loam found in Houston. Trusted by gardening professionals, grab a bag of Landscaper's Pride at a Garden Pro nursery. Find your closest retail location at landscaperspride.com.
I went to a garden party to reminisce with my old friends.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Here we are. We are back. We want to hear from you. 281-496-5711. Now is the time that we bring in the Yard Geek to help us out. We actually have a yard question for Bob this week. Hey, Bob. Bob Patterson here from Southwest Fertilizer.
I'm ready for your question. Hopefully it's a good one.
James asks a question. He says he bought an electric push mower with a long cord 2 years ago.
Okay, old school. Okay.
Yeah, anytime you got a cord, you got to go back and forth. Uh-huh. You don't do the loops. He says, how often should I get my blade sharpened? Does Southwest Fertilizer tune up electric mowers?
Yes, you should get that blade sharpened, and I would get that blade sharpened at least once a year. And if you're mowing every week, something like that, you would probably consider getting it done twice a year. But for most people that have an electric lawnmower, once a year is fine. Do we tune those electric mowers up? Well, there's not much to tune up. It's an electric motor on that thing. So the only thing we will do is kind of clean it up and check it out and blow out all the stuff out of the vents and things like that on that mower. And, of course, take the blade off and sharpen it and put it back on there. If you feel that you can take the blade off yourself, be careful with that. Make sure it's unplugged. You can bring that blade in and we can do it for you pretty much while you wait. So, yes, we can do all that for you and be happy to do it. And like I said, a sharper blade, the better cut. Mm-hmm. And especially on an electric mower, it'll put a lot less stress on that lawnmower blade is very sharp. It's a good, clean cut. That's what we want.
Yeah, good sharp blade for all mowers is the way to go. Yeah,
absolutely. You're not tearing the grass. You're cutting it and clipping it, and that's what you want to do. So good question, and, bring it on here. We'll take a look at it. Folks, if you have any other questions for us here at Southwest Fertilizer, we'll be glad to help you with it. Just bring in a sample or a picture and let one of our yard geeks here at the store take a look at it. We'll be glad to help you with that. Or, just like James did, just send your question in to yardgeek@homeshowgardenpros.com.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home.
Ah!
Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
I listen to your show forever. God bless.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
And homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on.
Always free.
Homeshowradio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.